Chai Chai Sri Chaitanya Chai Nityananda. Chai Advaita Chandra Chai Gaura Bhakta Vinda. Chai Chai Sri Chaitanya Chai Nityananda. Chai Advaita Chandra Chai Gaura Bhakta Vinda. Chai Chai Sri Chaitanya Chai Nityananda. Chai Advaita Chandra Chai Gaura Bhakta Vinda. Read from Chaitanya Charitamrita, Madhya Lila, 11th chapter, text 47. Then I also will read purport 48 to 50. Because it's connected with each other.
Adarshaniyanapi nicha chatin samvikshate hanta tatapi no mam mat ekha vacham kripayishyati ti nirniya kimso vata avatara deva.
Translation of purport by Swami Krishna Srila Prabhupada Gijaya. It's a word by Prataparudra Maharaj to Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya. He says, alas, has Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu made his advance deciding that he will deliver all others with the exception of me? He bestows his merciful glance upon many lower class men who are usually not even to be seen. This verse is found in the Sri Chaitanya Chandadaya Nataka. Next verse. Tanra pratigya morena karipa darshana mora pratigya tanha vina jadipa jivana. Maharaj Prataparudra continued, if Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is determined not to see me, then I am determined to give up my life if I do not see him. Purport. A devotee with Maharaj Prataparudra's determination will certainly be victorious in advancing in Krishna consciousness. Sri Krishna confirms this in the Bhagavad Gita. Satatam kirtayam tamam yadantascha dridhavrata namasyantas tamam bhaktya nitya yukta upasate. Always chanting my glories, endeavoring with great determination, bowing down before me, these great souls perpetually worship me with devotion. These are the symptoms of a Mahatma engaged in the Lord's service in full Krishna consciousness. Thus, Maharaj Prataparudra's determination is very much exalted and is called Dridhavrata. Because of this determination, he was finally able to receive Lord Chaitanya's direct mercy. Text 49. Yadi se Mahaprabhura na pai kripadana. Kipa rachya kipa deha sapa akarana. If I do not receive Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's mercy, my body and my kingdom are certainly useless. This is an excellent example of Dridhavrata, determination. If one does not receive the Supreme Personality of Godhead's mercy, one's life is defeated. In Srimad Bhagavatam, 5th canto, chapter 5, it is said, Parabhava Savat Abodachata Chato Yavanna Chigyasata Atma Tatvam. Unless one inquires into spiritual life, everything is useless. Without spiritual inquiry, our labor and the object of our labor are simply a waste of time. Then, 50. Eta shuni sarvabhauma haila chintita rachara anuraga deki haila vismita. Hearing King Prataparudra's determination, Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya became thoughtful
Indeed, he was very much astonished to see the king's determination.
Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya was astonished because such determination is not possible for a worldly man attached to material enjoyment.
The king certainly had ample opportunity for material enjoyment, but he was thinking that his kingdom and everything else was useless if he could not see Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. This is certainly sufficient cause for astonishment. In Srimad Bhagavatam it is stated that bhakti, devotional service, must be unconditional. No material impediment can actually check the advancement of devotional service, be it executed by a common man or a king. In any case, devotional service rendered to the Lord is always complete, despite the devotee's material position. Devotional service is so exalted that it can be executed by anyone in any position. It must simply be dritavrata, firmly determined. Then also 51 I can read. Bhattacharya kahe devanakara vishada tomara prabhura avashya ha ipa prasada. Finally, Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya said, "My dear king, do not worry. Because of your firm determination, I am sure that Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's mercy will definitely be bestowed upon you." Due to King Prataparudra's firm determination, the Bhattacharya predicted that the king would receive Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's mercy without fail, as confirmed elsewhere in Chaitanya Charitamrita Madhya Lila 19.151. Guru Krishna Prasade Pai Bhakti Lata Beach. By the mercy of the Spiritual Master and Krishna, one gets the seed of devotional service. The Bhattacharya was the Spiritual Master of King Prataparudra, and he gave his blessings to the effect that the Lord would be merciful upon the king. The mercy of the Spiritual Master and Krishna combine to grant success to a devotee engaged in Krishna consciousness. This is confirmed by the Vedas. Yasya deve parabhaktir yatha deve tatha gurau tasyaita katita yatha prakashante mahatmanaha. Only under those great souls who have implicit faith in both the Lord and the Spiritual Master are all the imports of Vedic knowledge automatically revealed. Svetasavtara Upanishad. Maharaj Prataparudra had firm faith in the Bhattacharya, who declared Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu to be the Supreme Lord. Having firm faith in the Bhattacharya as his spiritual master, King Prataparudra immediately accepted Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu as the Supreme Lord. Thus he began worshipping Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu in his mind. This is the process of devotional service. According to Lord Krishna in the Bhagavad Gita 9.34, Man mana bhava matakto matyachimam namaskaru mameva shyasti yuktaivam atmana mat parayanaha. Engage your mind always in thinking of me, become my devotee, offer obeisances to me and worship me. Being completely absorbed in me, surely you will come to me. This process is very simple. One need only be firmly convinced by the Spiritual Master that Krishna is the Supreme Personality of Godhead. If one decides this, he can make further progress by thinking of Krishna, chanting of Krishna, and glorifying him. There is then no doubt that such a fully surrendered devotee will receive the blessings of Lord Krishna. Srila Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya explains this further. As soon as the Bhattacharya saw the king's firm determination, he declared, "The Supreme Lord is approached only by pure love. Your love for Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is very, very deep. Therefore, without a doubt, he will be merciful upon you." Such determination is the first qualification, as confirmed by Srila Rupa Goswami, Upadeshamrita, verse 3. Utsaha nishchaya tayat. I must first have firm determination, firm faith. When one engages in devotional service, he must maintain this firm determination. Then Krishna will be pleased with his service. The spiritual master can show the path of devotional service. If the disciple follows the principles rigidly and undeviatingly, he will certainly receive the mercy of Krishna. This is confirmed by the Shastras. So, very nice, it's a very nice passage here of Chaitanya Charitamrita. Actually, the whole book is very full of Amrita because it is related to the Lord of this age, Kali Yuga. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is the Yuga avatar for this age. Most merciful incarnation. So he came to freely distribute this love to Krishna, even to the most fallen. Patita Pavana Hetu, Tava Avatar. Narottam Das Thakur also says, all things, that Lord Chaitanya is the most merciful incarnation of all incarnations. Patita Bhavana Hetu Tava Avatar Mosamo Patita Prabhu Napai Beara. So because he was saving even the most patita, most fallen. And Narottam Das Thakur, he put himself in this position of most fallen. I'm the most fallen. Therefore my claim is first. This is the mood. The more we want to show ourselves, I'm a king, I'm a president, I'm somebody very important, we cannot become recognized by the Lord and by the Lord's dear devotees. Because the Lord doesn't like to, doesn't see our material identification or position. He sees our heart. He sees our love, our affection, our greed, our determination we have to please him and please his devotees and to understand him without personal motivation for self-aggrandizement or for any, to attain any position or recognition in the society. Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur says, three things, Kanaka Kamini Pratishta Bhagini, has to be given up. Kanaka means money, gold. Kanaka, Kamini means woman, or be lusty for association of women. And Pratishta Bhagini, the endeavor to become recognized and be famous personality. Name, fame, adoration. This is like a tigress, Pratishta Bhagini. So these three things, Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Sarasvati Thakur advised to his mind in his Mana Shiksha, in his Dushta Mana, very famous prayer to his mind. Give it up. Give up this lower mentality of just running after money, name, fame and glory, and sexual pleasures in this material world. This is not satisfactory. No. This is for the madman, for the materialist. But for a devotee who likes to conquer or attract the Lord by getting attention from the Lord, who is always absorbed in his Nitya Leela, but one has to give something else than just the money or some enjoying spirit here in this material world, even in Krishna consciousness, selfish motivated enjoyment, or to yearn and become determined to attain big position as a devotee. This is all disadvantage. It's not favorable. And therefore, intelligent devotee, he should give it up with determination. Tritavarta has to be given up. Because it's our old disease. It's our adi disease. Why we are here in this material world. Since time immemorial, we are running after these three things. Kamini and Pratishtha Bhagini and Kanaka. So this is very deeply rooted in our consciousness, in our heart. And as Bharata Maharaj, or Bharat, Chat Bharat actually, telling to Rahuganath, so now you are the king, I'm your servant, you like to punish me, you tell me now what I should do, and you think I'm not working for your satisfaction, and therefore you like to punish me. But next life, because our position is very changing all the time, you're maybe king, I'm your servant, next time I'm the king and you're my servant. So we're always changing position. And as long we try to satisfy or to enjoy like a king, or also enjoy as a servant, both is actually the same. Because both wants to enjoy. And enjoys the result and also gets some suffering in due course of time. It's unavoidable in this material world, even for a king. You cannot eat more than any other. Our poor man, he cannot eat more. If he eats more, he has problem. Stomach problem. Therefore, we always have to be careful in the feast. If there is big feast distribution, we have to be careful. Maybe somebody has a smaller belly, another one has a medium belly, another one has a big belly. But still, overeating or too much eating, especially this spicy food and deep fried food, will ruin our digestion, our health, and ultimately also our determination, our consciousness. Therefore, we always have to be careful with eating too much. Even in the feast, one has to be careful, so that one will not overeat. Atyahara means overeating or accepting too much than we need. And then this leads to an idle mind. If everything goes nice and the stomach is satisfied, the belly, then the mind becomes a little sleepy and lazy, and he loses the determination, and we start to dream and to become sleepy and lethargic. This is big problem in spiritual life, even in material life. Therefore, we have to learn how to control our senses, beginning with the tongue. Tongue is the most difficult sense to control. Although we have Krishna Prasadam by the Lord's mercy to control the sense of the tongue, Jiva Vega, still we have to see that in the name of Krishna Prasadam that we will not overeat. That we don't eat too much fat and too much fried and spicy food. And sweets also especially. Because this will not increase, we will not increase our Krishna consciousness, it will only increase our body, our belly, and our body will become more big, not our Krishna consciousness. And the spreading of Krishna consciousness also will be hampered, will also not increase, we only increase ourselves. Many devotees become very expert in increasing himself, informed of the size of the body. If you see a picture when you joined Krishna consciousness, and then 10 or 20 or 30 years later, you know, boom, boom, and then one cannot recognize the person anymore. Of course, sometimes maybe also a disease. But in general, it is also the eating habits that we accumulated. I remember when I first time came to the temple in 74 in Amsterdam I joined. So I traveled there from Switzerland, about 1,000 kilometers to meet devotees there, first time. I only got the address from one record by George Harrison, the Radha Krishna temple in London. There was that address inside of the devotees of different temples in Europe. So I went to Amsterdam, and before that I was already inclined a little in hatha yoga meditation. And I came there, and I think it was weekend already, so very soon it was Sunday, and there was famous Sunday love feast. Sunday love feast, it was called. And then there was this feast, this was distributed, and there was a huge plate there, you know, with all kinds of food, but I thought, you know, a yogi should not eat. So much fried, so much heavy, and everything spicy, and a lot of sweet, especially halava and like that, these iskon bullets, rasagulas and gulab shamans, heavy stuff. I thought, how devotees can eat like that? And they even came second time. Second? You heard this? Second? It was cold, you know. Second, then distribution more. But no, thank you. Finish. Then the devotee next to me says, Prabhupada told one should eat more. That's always what I remember. Prabhupada told you have to do this, you have to do that. I had no idea who Prabhupada was. Not much about that. I was just young. Uninformed devotee, but everyone told Prabhupada said, Prabhupada this, Prabhupada that. So then I told, Prabhupada, our guru, our acharya, he told one should eat enough. So he introduced that with a second, eat a second time. Of course, Prabhupada also told when we serve the feast, you know, we should only serve little quantity of everything, and then we can distribute the second time. But not whole pile at the beginning, and then whole pile again, mountain, second time also, and even maybe a third time. So anyway, even up to that today, I could never understand this, how to eat so much, and because I always realize, you know, that as soon as we become attached to too much eating, overeating, one really becomes lethargic and lazy and sleepy and like that. So it is Krishna gave us prasadam as a respect to the prasad. It's the mercy of the Lord to relish Krishna prasadam as a seva, as a service, not just because to satisfy my greed, my appetite. That will naturally become pleased and satisfied. So by regularly eating a regular amount of Krishna prasadam, and also regularly acting, not too much action and not too less, not too much eating, not too less, not too much sleeping and not too less, not too much endeavoring and not too less, then one can actually balance one's life. And become a yogi. Yogi means bhakti yogi. It's also a yogi to engage his mind. Savaimana Krishna Padara Vindayo Vachamsika Vaikunta Gunana Vanane. So like king, famous king, what's his name? Ambarish.
Yes, Ambarish Maharaj, very famous Ambarish Maharaj, you know. He engaged everything what he had, although he was a king, engaged in Krishna service. Although he had many servants, but any service that he could do for Krishna, he did him by himself. So here we see in this today section of Chaitanya Charitamrita, this Beta Kirtan pastime about the wonderful mood of Brother Bruder Maharaj, the behavior, the very surprising behavior of Lord Chaitanya towards the king, and also how the king became sympathy and support by many of Lord Chaitanya's close associates. King Pratabhudra was a devotee. He was very attached to Lord Chaitanya, Krishna consciousness, to Lord Jagannath. Actually, in Jagannath Puri, the king is considered the first servant of Lord Jagannath. Navaratri Yatra, no great event could be started without the presence of the king. So the king, he was very much dedicated to this seva, because the king is chosen by the Lord to be the king of Jagannath Puri. And therefore he is worshipable, he is respectable. So the situation was, Lord Chaitanya came to Jagannath Puri after taking sannyas, went for some years to South India, and returned, and he met all the devotees again after a long time. Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya especially, Nityananda Prabhu, Gadadhar Pandit. So they were all there, very happy to meet the Lord after so long time of separation. So Lord Chaitanya came, and Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya made some special arrangement that Lord Chaitanya could stay in, I think, Kashi Mishra's house, Gambira, today known as Gambira. So he, and then Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya, who was himself a big monist before, was changed into, by the association of Lord Chaitanya, into great bhakta, devotee, convinced about Lord Chaitanya and his power and the power of bhakti. So he went to Lord Chaitanya because the king, he became very attracted, very eager to meet Lord Chaitanya, because he heard many things about, and many things about, everyone was speaking about Lord Chaitanya arrived and so glorified him. So the king asked Sarvabhauma, could you please arrange a rendezvous with darshan with the Lord? I would like to get a personal darshan. But when Lord Chaitanya heard the proposal of Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya, he became very upset. He said, and he told, I'm a sannyasi, I'm a renunciate. A renunciate should not have anything to do with kings, with royalty, with big people in the society, and also not with women. For a sannyasi, the association with these two things is worse than poison. Because a sannyasi takes sannyas because he is very determined to cross over the ocean of birth and death, the Vaitarani River, to attain Vaikuntha, the spiritual world. And for that, the sannyasi has to be very determined in his vow
in his vrata of celibacy and not associating with asat, with anything that is not helpful or not in union or in favorable for Krishna consciousness, for expanding Krishna consciousness. So Lord Chaitanya, he was very, very strong in his point, and he told, I don't want to associate with him. But Bhattacharya told, but he's a devotee. He's your devotee. He's very dedicated. He makes so many arrangements, and also Ramananda Roy, he gave him early pension already, full pension, so that he could associate with you. Ramananda Roy was engaged in his service. And he made all kinds of arrangements for you, for your comfort and for your, make so nice things for you and for all the devotees. He likes you so much. But Lord Chaitanya was so determined, still, and said, no, I cannot do that. I cannot associate. I cannot see him now. And he turned his back around. And he asked him, don't ask me a second time, otherwise I will go away here from Jagannapuri. You will not see me anymore. Of course, Lord Chaitanya had an external behavior, he has an internal behavior. The external behavior of Lord Chaitanya is sometimes very grave, very rejecting, but internally, he was actually very kind, because he knew who Prataparudra is, Prataparudra Maharaj. But to give an example for a renunciate who accepted sannyas or who wants to go the life of renunciation, he set a standard of behavior. That otherwise, if Lord Chaitanya would be very, very open and how to associate with everyone, then the future sannyasis would also think, I can also do like that. But because Lord Chaitanya, as the father of the Sankirtan movement for the next thousands and thousands of years, he's setting the standard. Inside he was very mellow, he was very soft, very kind, very merciful. But externally he was very strict. So then, finally, Ramananda Roy, whom Lord Chaitanya met in South India and advised and instructed him to come to Puri to live with him, arrived in Puri and immediately went to Lord Chaitanya for darshan. So Lord Chaitanya, he informed Lord Chaitanya that the king was very kind to him, that he released him on Lord Chaitanya's request from his government job, so that he could associate with Lord Chaitanya, and that he even gave him a full pension without something taken away or extracted, reduced. So, and he also glorified Prataparudra Maharaj. So that already made Lord Chaitanya very pleased. Because Ramananda Roy was very, very dear and close to Lord Chaitanya. So when Lord Chaitanya saw that the king was very kind, very merciful and very beneficent, munificent to Ramananda Roy, he already felt more inside, even more sympathetic to the king. But still externally he didn't show any symptom. He only told, may Krishna show him very soon his great mercy and be compassionate to him. That's all what he told. So in this way, several devotees tried to make this arrangement of the king with the Lord. But the Lord was stayed in his position. So Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya, he went to to Prabhupada Purudhara Maharaj, and he narrated to him, he was very eager to hear what Lord Chaitanya replied, if he gave him, grants him Darshan or not. So when he heard about Sarvabhaumabhattacharya's statement that the Lord is not ready to give you Darshan, then the king became very devastated. Became very devastated, and he even came to the point that he damned his royalty as a king, his kingdom, his opulences, his position, to hell with it, because this is an obstacle in my getting the mercy of Lord Chaitanya. So what's the use of my life? Better I give up this life or become a mendicant, piercing a hole in my ear and put a mendicant earring on it of an avaduta and travel to the world, you know, aimlessly giving up everything, you know. So when Sarvabhaumabhattacharya realized the king's determination of getting the mercy of Lord Chaitanya, he was very much amazed. He became overcome with great amazement, big eyes, you know, and was so amazed, you know, because he never saw a person in such a position. He had everything that a worldly person could get or even dream. He had everything. But the king was ready to give up everything, even his own life, for the sake to gain Lord Chaitanya's mercy. And again we read here in this purport and also in the translation of the verses that the recipe, the secret of the success of King Prataparudra was ultimately his Tritavrata, his firm determination, you know, to give up everything, you know, and maintaining that his heart is rushing towards the Lord, that he can get the mercy of the Lord. This determination, pure determination, is very, very rare towards the Lord. For material achievements, we have determination. Why? Because we see benefits, profits. To meet, somebody we love, you know, we are so much determined. Like we hear from Bilamangala Thakur, how he practically became mad, you know, so much determined to meet a prostitute on the other side of the river. It's such a determination that he even risked his life and not crossing the river just to meet that prostitute, whom he loved, you know, like anything, you know. He became mad. The materialists become also very eager, you know, for women or for earning money. If you hear how people earn money and how determined they are, and even though they're millionaires and billionaires, they're not satisfied and they even become more determined, more fired up to increase more and more. A country president of a country or a minister, they are so much determined to work for their work. If you want to get any kind of position in this world, you know, it is not given for free. It is hard work, hard determination. But ultimately, the Vaishnava or Shastra point of view is, what is the use of all this hard work? Even if you attain the position of Brahma Loka, or any position in this world, this kind of sense gratification in the upper or lower or middle plant resistance is more or less all the same. Ever Harav Muni told us in Vyasadeva in his instructions, in first canto. That what is not available from the lower abyss to until the highest blind resistance, Brahmaloka, is only attained by the process of bhakti. And for that we have to become also determined. We have to become greedy. But before we become determined, can be determined to get the mercy of the Lord, we have to be convinced, you know, that He is existing, that He is the Lord, that He is the Supreme Personality of Godhead, that He is the supreme goal of life. Therefore, that's the first information what we get from Guru. No, who is Krishna? Who are you? What is my relationship with Him? As long as we don't understand position of Krishna and my position, I also don't know my relationship, my eternal relationship. And to find out our eternal relationship with the Supreme Personality of Godhead is the goal of life. It's the most important thing to find out, to ask questions for, and to get answers. And this whole Bhagavata school is built up on this questioning and answer, on this highest truth, how to attain this highest truth, to understand highest truth. Atata Brahma Jigyasa. That's Vedanta. That's the ultimate conclusion of all the Vedas. So, and here we have a king like Brata Bruder Maharaj who shows such a determination, not for his material profit and achievements that he already has, but he was very determined for Krishna. That means he was already convinced. He had realization that Krishna is God. Jagannath, he was the king of Jagannath Puri, and now he saw the living Lord Jagannath, the moving Lord Jagannath, arriving in Jagannath Puri. Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is considered the moving Jagannath. Jagannath is Daru Brahman, is made of wood, is not moving. Of course, although he's not moving, he still moves. Although he seems to have no hands, he still has hands and can get anything what he wants. Although he has maybe no eyes, mundane eyes, he sees everything, inside and outside, in this creation. Although he has no legs, he can move everywhere. So this is Lord Jagannath. Impersonalists make Jagannath just, somebody who is invalid, has no legs and hands, and therefore he's not an active God. Therefore they created Haridranayana, the poor Narayana on the street, to feed him, you know, to give charity to the poor one, and neglect the rich Narayana. But then the rich Narayana anyway will not do anything now. He just sits there, you know, and always try to get something to eat. So, therefore also let's eat and distribute the foodstuffs, you know, not only give it to him, because he already has enough. And what he's doing for us. So that's the atheist, the materialist. They think like that. What should I do for God? God should do something for me. He should show that he exists and do something for me to give my, to please my senses. And then I accept him, maybe. Maybe. It's not for sure that we will accept. Because the tendency is, if God gives you something, you want more and more and more, and if you become comfortable, you forget him. You forget him. We don't show thankfulness. But here we have this wonderful example of King Pratabrudra. He was very eager, very good. His heart is rushing like the Ganga to the ocean. That's bhakti, explained by Kapila Dev, third canto. Ganga is flowing uninterrupted to the ocean side. So in the same way, bhakti cannot be stopped. It flows. Ahaitukiya pratiyata yayatma supersedati. So this ultimate highest satisfaction, pleasure, and the pure bhakti. And to attain this, this is actually our goal. This should be our determination. We should work for. Otherwise, everything is a waste of time. Shrama eva kevalam. So if love to Krishna is available somewhere on the marketplace, the price is the greed, the eagerness to get it. That's the only price Ramananda Roy is saying. So Krishna bhakti, it's the most valuable thing, no? But it's not easily attained. Although Lord Chaitanya is distributing it freely, still, they also have to show some determination, some eagerness, and thankfulness for that gift. Like Srila Prabhupada many times told, you know, the only thing that we can do to show our thankfulness to Spiritual Master and to Krishna is to surrender fully and with full determination engaging in the devotional service and in spreading this Krishna consciousness. We cannot pay back. We cannot pay it back. It's a much less gift. So there's no way to pay back other than to fully show our full determination in devotional service, in this hearing, chanting, remembering, serving process. Shravanam, Kirtanam, Vishnu Smaranam. Then even the most fallen will get the mercy. Even the king, although he considered himself most fallen, because he thought, Jagaya Mata, I got mercy, I heard. Lord Chaitanya came to save the most fallen, but it seemed to be that he has no interest in saving me. He doesn't want to give me sympathy, some darshan. And therefore, what is the use of my life? So he didn't become fried because of Lord Chaitanya's behavior. Maybe I, for example, will maybe become now angry on Lord Chaitanya. Let's say, if I would be in this position, I would say, then, well, what is that? What kind of Lord is he? I'm the king here. Why is not showing me mercy? No. I would reject him. But here we see the king, you know, he's convinced. And he thinks, yeah, after all, Lord can do whatever he likes. And he's, of course, he saves also, he's famous as somebody who saved all the most fallen. But only me, Brother Parudra, is not saved. Therefore, he considered, yeah, maybe I don't deserve this. I'm a non-entity or not worthy for to get the mercy of the Lord. I'm even lower, to more lower fallen than the fallen, most fallen. Therefore, better I give up my life. And then when Bhattacharya saw that, you know, he already knew Lord Chaitanya will become, very soon, will show mercy to him. Because Lord Chaitanya's nature is, he maybe sometimes will not, he will test us. And he will not reveal himself immediately. He will not immediately give darshan or some reciprocation. But when he still sees you are determined, despite of the Lord not revealing himself, but you are still determined, and you still want to give everything to somehow please him. Or even maybe even say, oh, I'm so useless, I've maybe give up my life, not just by words, but really have it in the mind, then the Lord, for sure, he will stop. He will not, never tolerate that. For example, when Sanatana Goswami came to Puri, Sanatana Goswami contacted a disease in the Charikanda forest, some infection. It was, everyone who could come in contact with him maybe also would get become infected or polluted at least. So Sanatana Goswami, he came to Puri, but then he he always saw that he had to cross by, went by to near the temple, and there are many pandas came and he came in contact with them. So one time, therefore, he went around the temple, not directly near to the temple, so he went from the ocean side, and it was very hot. The sand was hot, like here in Vrindavan. No, you don't have to have a cooking place, you just put your chapati on the sand, you know, it will... Yeah, that's actually, that's how they made in the desert. It's called desert bread. The desert bread, it's from the sun and from the heat of the sand, you know, they make the bread, flat bread in the desert. That's the original idea maybe of chapati. You don't even need this. You know, you have enough temperature already to make the chapati blow up. So, but you imagine, you know, if you walk on it with your feet, you know, and your feet will become a chapati. Start to blow, please, there's no... And they walked, they came to Lord Chaitanya, and Lord Chaitanya was surprised. Oh, my dear Sanatana, what you did, why you come from this way? No, from on the sand on the beach here. At 50 degrees sunshine, you know, and look at your feet, they're completely swollen, look like chapati. And so Lord Chaitanya, he says, don't do that anymore. Come the normal way, like anyone else. But Sanatana Goswami, he thought, oh, I have this disease and I don't want to contact anyone. Even Lord Chaitanya is touching me. So he thought, I want to give up my life. I want to throw myself under the next Rath Yatra festival. I want to throw it underneath the road, under the Rath of Lord Jagannath, and give up my life. But Lord Chaitanya knew about that. His super soul. Like with Brother Bruder Maharaj and through his, with his devotees. Lord Chaitanya knew everything about Brother Bruder Maharaj. So he already, something was on the way that the king will get the mercy. So Sanatana Goswami, he was not the king, he was already a recognized devotee. But when Lord Chaitanya heard that he wanted to give up his life, Lord Chaitanya called him, my dear Prabhuji, this you cannot do, because you are my devotee, you are my follower, this is not your body anymore. What do you think? No? If somebody gives you something as a possession, in possession, something most valuable, you can just ruin it. This body of yours is not your body anymore, it's my body. And I have a plan. I have a plan for you, you know, to spread the mission, you know, in the West, to go to Vrindavan and write scriptures and preach there and establish holy places here in Vrindavan, and set example, you know, of proper renunciation, Vairagya. This I expect from you. And teaching the neophyte, new devotees, give them guidelines how to practice bhakti yoga, sadhana bhakti. So Lord Chaitanya forbid him to give up his life. And soon after that, Lord Chaitanya embraced him, you know, and then all this disease disappeared. So Sanatana Goswami he understood, you know, that he could not just give up or do something what he wants now, because he already surrendered everything to the Lord and to his mission. So you just have to become instrumental. Same way now with the king, Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya, he recommended to him, advised him, soon will be Rath Yatra festival, and Lord Chaitanya will take rest in the Jagannath Vallabha garden, beautiful garden, shady garden, because he danced all day for a long time, he is very tired, takes rest surrounded by his devotees. And then you should go to him in disguise and recite to him the 5 chapters from 10th canto 29 to 34, and also the Gopi Gita especially, especially this verse, Tavakatamritam Tapta Jivanam, this verse. So Prataparudra, he followed the advice of Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya, who was like his guru, and Lord Chaitanya became so pleased hearing these verses, Tavakatamritam from Gopi Gita, that the Lord immediately embraced the king and gave him mercy. And he told him, you are a very munificent person because you recited this very nice, reminding me about this sloka, Tavakatamritam. You are the most munificent. And he embraced him again and again. Although externally he realized he was king, but internally now he fully recognized him and he embraced him one time. And actually from that time on, Brother Bruder Maharaj, he was accepted in the inner circle of Lord Chaitanya's intimate associates. So, you see, we have very nice role models in our Gaudiya Vaishnava histories of determined devotees. Therefore, we should regularly hear about them. Chaitanya Charitamrita is full of these narrations of Lord Chaitanya and his devotees and their relationships, their determination, their great love, you know, and endeavors, you know. And just by hearing about them, absorbing ourselves in this Chaitanya Charitamrita katha, we become infected. It is a miracle. The best medicine, like Bhagavad Katha is the best medicine against the diseased soul of the who has to go through the cycle of birth and death. Babautra jachrotya manobiramat kautama shloka gunanu vadat yumanvira jeta vinapashukyat nivritta tasyair upagiyamanas babaushata jachrotya manobiramat. So it's best medicine. It's Uttama Shloka. Because it's Uttama Shloka, it's supreme poetry, transcendental composition. It is the bath, the ecstasy of the devotee. Kaviraj Goswami, his ecstasy. He was empowered by Nityananda Prabhu. So everyone who writes transcendental literature, commentaries, or any literatures about glories of Lord, of the Lord, they must be empowered. They're instrumental. So therefore these books are not ordinary books. And if we are reading them, they become infected. They become not only purified, they really feel there's a changing heart. There is an inspiration coming for service, for doing something active in Krishna consciousness. Not just sitting down and chant japa and meditate. Not just like that. That's inactive. That's shantiras. Shantiras. It means Lord Chaitanya, what he gives, what he offers, is immediately service, dasya, dasya ras. And we can see the devotees in Lord Chaitanya's Sankirtan movement, they're all happily engaging in this service of the Sankirtan. Either direct service or the service to the servant of the servant. That's all both perfect. Because that's Gaudiya Vaishnavism. Gaudiya Vaishnavism doesn't want to become a direct servant of Krishna. As Krishna says in Adi Purana to Arjuna, he who claims himself as my devotee is not my devotee. Only the devotee of my devotee is my real devotee. So this is actually Gaudiya Vaishnava. The service and the association of the servant of the servant of the devotee. So if we are now engaging in the service of the service of the devotee who is very dear to Krishna, this is same as direct service. Actually it's more appreciated. Because the Lord shows his kindness, his great mercy through his devotees, through the service to the devotees, of his dear devotees. So that's our process. So I think I have to stop. It's clear? Okay. So regularly hear this Chaitanya Charitamrita and absorb yourself. This is always greatest inspiration for any devotee, Sankirtan devotee, temple devotee, because Chaitanya Charitamrita is so much life. It's even more important than Bhagavatam. Therefore, next to Bhagavatam class, the devotee should always read Chaitanya Charitamrita every day as a daily inspiration. Daily drops of the nectar of Chaitanya Charita Amrita. Do that and you will see it so much. Your life will be, immediately you feel happy. You feel joyful. And you are very inspired to do something. Okay. Thank you for hearing. Hare Krishna. Hare Prabhupada. Question or should we stop immediately? Okay. That's a good observation. It's a good observation. But still, he was not a king. He was some minister, governor. Yeah, right. He was a kind of governor. He had many elephants and servants and brahmanas associating with him. And so, anyway. Ramana, it's not written anywhere, but my intuition is, because Ramananda Roy is a very, very elevated devotee in Krishna's Leela. I think he's Vishakha, not Vishakha Devi. So she's one of the eight most Varishta gopis, very intimate gopis, sakis of Radha Krishna. So I think Lord Chaitanya responded on that level already. And after all, it was also recommended by Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya. He recommended to meet Ramananda Roy when he's in goes to South India, go and meet him. On his recommendation, he did it. But of course, Lord Chaitanya knew already who Ramananda Roy is. Sometimes difficult to understand also. It's Vaishnavera Kriya Mudra, Vigyena Bhujaya. sometimes difficult to understand the behavior of the great Vaishnava, what to speak of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, why he shows mercy to somebody and somebody his tests. But I think we have to see the final result. The final result ultimately of Maharaj Pratapruder was great. And Lord Chaitanya wanted just to teach through him. The devotees, he wanted to teach through him, you know. So one example is enough. One sample, you know. So with every devotee, Lord Chaitanya set a certain example. So, but still, mercy is there. In German we say, Ende gut, alles gut. In the end good, everything good. In the beginning good, in the end bad, you know, means nothing good. Therefore, sometimes we have a very good beginning, you know, but then bad end, you know, then not so palatable. But if we have a maybe not so good beginning, or we had to go through many tribulations and tests, you know, the end is fantastic, it's great. So Ende gut, alles gut. Okay, now the feast is coming, banquet. Don't forget what I told you at the beginning. Don't let yourself overpower now, and then you feel very good after. Good, thank you. Hare Krishna.